Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Hudson to meet with art dealer Susan Ely. Relatively new to Hudson, but not new to our area, she opened her gallery here on Warren Street a little over a year ago. Here she organizes exhibitions with a roster of international artists that she represents through her original gallery, which has been located for the past 15 years on the Upper West Side in New York City, as well as local artists. Her gallery model is less white cube and more salon style. So in addition to shows, she's hosted political fundraisers, poetry readings, talks, panel discussions, and other special events. So to start, after a long career anchored in New York City, how did you end up here in Hudson?
Well, my husband and I have a place in Windham where we've had a second home since 1997, and it was a natural place for us to retreat during the pandemic. And several months into remote working and virtual exhibitions, I tired of that and really needed human contact and physical art on walls. And I've known Hudson as long as we've had a place in the Catskills, and it's always been the place that I've come to eat, to shop for books, to browse, to go to galleries. And so it was a natural place to start looking for a space. And I found this incredible space smack in the middle of Warren Street that was crying out for a gallery. And I was able to get a good lease that I was able to extend several times. I have a wonderful landlord who allowed me to kind of test it for half a year and then extend by a couple months, and I've just signed another year lease. So something that started out as a pop-up has become more permanent.
And what surprised you the most about having a gallery here in upstate New York?
That's a great question. I have been really surprised at the richness and diversity of people who walk through the door. We get people from Albany, the Berkshires, Boston, of course, Greene County, Ulster County, Columbia County. We have tourists, we have weekenders, we have people who have second homes here who are looking to furnish their homes, decorate their homes. It's just really, really fun.
And how do you feel about being the face of your shop?
Love it. I actually have realized opening this shop that I'm a shopkeeper and enjoy being a shopkeeper and have here what I don't have in New York, because we're on an upper floor on a residential block and we're a destination. You have to know we're there in the city. Here you can just fall in. You like the stuff in the windows, you peek through, you come in, and I love engaging with the public that way.
When I first came into your gallery, we had a conversation about some artists that you represent that are local. You mentioned to me that you actually were able to spend more time with them here than you had when you were working in the city.
Kathy Osborne is a perfect example of that. She lives at the top of Warren Street, and I've represented her in New York City and at art fairs for years and years. And I would swing by Hudson on the way back to New York over the years to pick up new art. But now she just wanders in, she shows me new paintings, she's actually gonna be in our next show. She's a wonderful figurative artist. This artist I have up currently is Jim Denny. He lives on Court Square around the corner in Hudson. And he was able to literally pull up his pickup truck. He could pull it right out of his car, and we've got this beautiful solo show of his, which is all about trees from the Pacific Northwest that have been impacted by climate change and forest fires. And Jim's the real deal. He's a fabulous artist, but as a young man, he was a firefighter in Oregon. And so he has been consumed with painting the results of what's happening there in the environment for many, many years. About a year ago, we showed with Pamela Salisbury across the street on Warren Street in a group show, and now we're featuring him. He's got the whole gallery, and it's incredible work.
So he wasn't an artist you previously represented in New York.
Yeah,
you discovered him here.
Yes, and that's been the case of a number of artists who I've shown here. Joe Sultan, who is a New Yorker and lives in Germantown, is an architect and a sculptor. And I met him because he came in to a couple of our shows and pulled out his cell phone one day and said, do you mind taking a look at my sculpture? And that happens all the time. And 99% of the time it's like, oh, thanks a lot, but no. But he had wonderful work and we ended up debuting him. He'd never had a show before. And we practically sold out his work. So there have been a lot of happy circumstances like that. And I'm just getting to know artists, not only very, very locally from Hudson, but from Woodstock and Saugerties and the Berkshires, and they're coming in and coming to our openings and our events, and it's been wonderful to get to know them.
And what about collectors?
Collectors, same thing. They're from all of these counties and regions around here, and it's everyone from someone who sort of stumbles in and buys a little gift to quite important collectors who are buying large-scale work. I'm seeing a whole range, which is very gratifying.
It must be so satisfying at this point in your trajectory to have started basically a new business in a new place and have expanded to reach people you didn't know at all.
It's been very good for business. And I've hired an assistant director here, Liz Lawrence, who is a graduate of Bard in curatorial studies with a master's. And she brings a whole other level, a curatorial level, that has really enlightened the space and helped us. She knows a lot of local artists, local press, local collectors. So she has that strength, you know, among many others. And then I have an assistant director in New York City who's handling our business there, and then that enables me to go back and forth.
Or just stay here.
Or stay here.
Or just stay here.
More fun here.
I know, and more fresh air. And speaking of being here now, what are your favorite places to visit?
In Hudson?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
You choose.
Okay, well, so just starting kind of more in this area, do you know Old York Distillery in Claverick?
I do, from actually someone I interviewed named Seth Camel, who runs something called Hudson Valley Rover Tours. He takes a Land Rover around the Catskills on customized, personalized trips.
Oh, I
and
love
he's
it.
Really into the drinking tour. So he actually did introduce me to that place.
Well, this place is fabulous. So it's about 10 minutes from downtown Hudson. And it's a place that my husband and I, pre-pandemic, would stop in, mostly in the winters and the colder months, because they have a beautiful indoor cozy bar. And our favorite cocktail there is called the Sugar Shack Old Fashioned. That is so delicious. It comes in a beautiful little glass, and it's the yummiest drink. They have a great outdoor space with a giant fire pit and food trucks, and it's pet and child friendly.
I was going to say, I'm betting it's dog friendly.
It's super dog friendly, and Charlie, our 10-year-old basset hound, and our Ruby, our 10-year-old mutt, who's not here in the gallery today, but they love dogs there. And so we love that. The Old York Distillery. Sticking with Hudson, I just had a shopping spree at the Hudson River Bend Mercantile Clothing Store, which is up on Warren, and they carry a brand called Cotillac. It's French. And I bought some sweaters and things.
Getting ready for winter here in the Catskills.
Definitely. And I would be remiss not to mention the second Saturday Hudson Gallery Crawl, of which I am a founder with two other gallerists, Ellen Darcy Simpson and Jeremy Bullis, and they each have galleries here in Hudson. And the second Saturday of every month, not only galleries, but businesses along Warren Street are open until 8 in the fall, winter, and 9 o'clock in the nicer months. And that has been a wonderful program and project to work on.
What I've loved about coming to Hudson over the years is their annual winter walk.
We actually coincided with last year's winter walk, which was really nice. It just upped up all the, you know, excitement here. I think that Winter Walk is in its 25th year.
It's been around a really long time.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program, and it's great for the community here. And then I have to just give a shout out to a few local Wyndham places, because that is where we live, and we love our little places there. Briars and Brambles is a local bookstore.
One of my
favorites.
You're nodding
your head. You love it.
Love it.
Well, I love the staff picks that they do, and one of their salespeople is a Hemingway freak. He only reads books that were written before Hemingway passed away.
Very specific.
Very specific, but there are other people who read more modern things there. So anyway, we love that bookstore, Nana Gale's.
What's that?
Oh, well, I had breakfast there this morning. It is an old world kind of diner, but in the best classic sense, it's on the way to Maplecrest and Hunter. It's in Hensonville, and they have the most wonderful biscuits and buttermilk pancakes, and it's lovely, and everyone calls you doll, and we love that place. Another food place is the French Patisserie off 23. It's called Patisserie de Normande. Best croissants, definitely in Greene County, perhaps even on a wider swath of the Catskills, I would say. And finally, Mountain Breeze Yoga, big windows that open up onto the mountains, and there is literally no one nicer on the planet than Nicole. She has a tool to rescue bugs. If she sees an ant crawling across your yoga mat, she will capture it and bring it outside without harming the insect. That's Nicole.
Those are all great recommendations. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome. Thanks, Julia. This was fun.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.